Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. We are back. This is Gotham Talk. I'm your host, Jesus Aradia. And tonight, we will be talking about a legion of horrible, of the horribles. I'm sorry. I'm butchering the title here. A legion of horribles. This is episode 21 of season 2 of Gotham. I hope you guys have been watching because guess what, guys? Next week is the finale. Yes, the finale of season 2. OMG! Cannot believe we are there. Still no Batman, of course. But we got a glimpse this season of Mr. Freeze, the rise of the Penguin. Who else? Catwoman, of course. We saw Firefly. We saw Azrael, which, you know, we were kind of happy he went away last night, as we talked about his obliteration death, but definitely this episode goes up there with the season finale as we get closer to the end of Gotham. We're live right now, so you could call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. We're also on Twitter at Gotham Talk, all one word. Let's see who's on the phone lines. I guess it's my co-host. Who it is? 239.
Matt from Florida. What's up?
What's up, sir? Welcome back to the show.
Oh, no problem, man. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure having you, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that was a great episode. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
More young Bruce Wayne. Crazy Firefly in the opening scene. Jeez,
yeah.
It was so good. Even Bullock.
And then, of course, my fan favorite is the Lucius Fox character. He's back in this episode as well. So
he was being a badass in this episode, right? Yeah, it was a good one. It was very, very, very good.
Now, Matt, how excited
episode.
Are you for the finale this coming Monday?
I am very excited for the finale to see. Oh, yeah, what? Strange cloned, let's see, he cloned Jim. That was insane at the ending right there. I mean,
what the hell is
Strange doing there?
At the very end, he definitely replicates him into another inmate, which is crazy because now we have two that look alike.
Yeah, two Jim Gordons.
Right.
That was
okay,
just crazy.
All right, Matt, on the scale 1 to 5, as we're getting close finale of Gotham, what rating do you give this episode, 1 through 5?
5 out of 5.
Five.
I thought it was damn good.
All right.
Yeah, 5 out of 5.
I was going to say like 4.
It was a damn good
but
one.
Yeah, I'm close to 5. It's like it's really neck and neck, 4 and 5.
Yep, and I thought the scenes with Alfred and Bruce were good, the way Bruce was talking to Hugo Strange, they locked Bruce up in Arkham. And Fish Mooney came back. Oh, my God.
Yes, the return, of course,
goes,
of Fish Mooney.
I'm Fish Mooney, bitch. That was crazy.
Of course, Professor Strange successfully resurrected Fish Mooney. How do you feel of Fish Mooney being back?
I don't like it because I didn't care for her at the end of season 1 when she was trying to find the right girl at her club to bring down Falcone. I mean, we're all behind the whole dog shit about Falcone, and it was just
but,
so
you know, they brought him
dumb.
In this season too. Remember Falcone?
Yeah, but
Falcone.
He's not.
It was
Falcone. Yeah, we did see him because he did help Gordon.
Remember he helped
when,
him? Yeah, he helped him escape
Nigma
the jail.
Was framing him. And, I did also like the part when Nigma wanted to talk to Bruce. That was
crazy.
Oh,
yeah. That was cool. Kind of a little
Enigma
foreshadowing
is
there.
So
of Batman and the Riddler.
Yeah, that was, even though he's just a kid, we just know what's going
right.
to happen between them down
it.
The line.
Exactly.
It was
well,
just so,
Matt, let me read
so
the quick synopsis for the A Legion of Horribles real quick so the listeners can know what we're talking about. Selina is chased by Bridget. If you guys recall, Bridget is Firefly, around the test room, and she unsuccessfully hits Bridget unconscious and steals her weapon, which is what, Matt?
The fire, I mean, the type of thing. The fire,
literally fire.
It's like
fire
a
torch.
Fire.
What do you call it?
A fire, I'm trying to think, a fire extinguisher type thing or a fire burner. It looks like a fire extinguisher that bursts out fire.
It did look like it. All right, so then this proves unusable as Bridget awakens and the flames are easily absorbed by her suit. Selina then begs to be Bridget's servant, making use of Bridget's alter ego. Bruce is troubled after Selina fails to meet with him and understands of her capture. He alerts Gordon, Alfred, and Lucius Fox, who plan to break her out. Meanwhile, Hugo Strange's project continues, and he successfully resurrects dun, 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 Fish Mooney, the first subject to retain full memory. Because if you remember, Azrael, as we know him, wasn't remembering anything about his past history known as Galavan. So now that Fish Mooney retains her memory, do you think she has an upper hand than what Azrael had?
Probably so. She's going to find something. And, you know, Penguin's going to find out. And then when Penguin finds out, oh, shit.
Oh, he's going to go eat shit. What weapon do you think Fish Mooney will get?
I don't know what.
If Azrael got a bazooka, what do you think Fish Mooney's gonna get?
Probably his umbrella. No,
ooh,
I think Fish
nice.
Mooney's gonna get a bazooka as well. She deserves to go straight to hell.
Well, let me tell you this, Matt. What do penguins love to eat?
Fish.
There you go. Ba-da-ding! All right. She discovers that she has powers of controlling people by touching them after her encounter with an Arkham worker. Now,
really?
Do you like that she has powers? I was kind of like, what? She has powers? What's going on here?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I caught that part, too. Yeah,
after
that
a discussion
insane.
With Lucius Fox, Bruce is told that there is likely a secret room in Arkham where Strange is experimenting on the dead. And the only way to be certain is if they head in themselves. Bruce and Fox visit Arkham, executing their plan to distract Strange, as well as find entrance to the room in the process and smuggle Gordon in to look. However, their motives are revealed, and all three are captured. Dun, dun, dun! Bruce and Fox are put in the chamber and are interrogated by Enigma and staff and Strange's behalf, who demands that they reveal their knowledge or face lethal gas released by nozzles in the ceiling. Meanwhile, Gordon is brought in another room with Strange, who replicates him into another inmate, which proves successful. So there you go. Strange, there's nothing holding back Strange right now. He's just going full out, I'll bring people from the dead, I'll replicate people with an inmate. What else do you want?
And he brought back his son.
He did.
In the opening scene, he brought back his damn son.
Right. Did they ever follow up with that? I forgot.
No. I think maybe he turned his son into Gordon at the end.
Oh, okay. Like reused him? Okay.
Yeah. I think that's what they did.
All right, Matt. So you gave us some of your highlights of this episode. Tell us what didn't work in this week's episode, because I know we always talk about how good stuff is, but I want to hear what didn't work for you in this episode.
I'm trying to think. I thought it was a solid, great episode. No, wait. I didn't like the parts with Firefly so much. I thought the opening was cool with her.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah.
I can go
that
without
be my
Firefly.
Pick.
Yeah.
Well, that was going to be my pick because how do you think about Selena now being, like, her servant and, you know, like,
so
just
weird,
trying to,
saying, like,
just trying to keep her safe, I guess.
Yeah,
she's
you
just
like
trying to keep
serve.
Her safe and just like, okay, I'll do what you want me to do as long as you don't go crazy again.
That was just so weird in the episode.
Right. Now, I know we talked about Gotham last night, and we did mention Mr. Clayface. Now, did you see any clues that might become reality?
No, I didn't catch
it. I didn't. Yeah, I didn't either. I was like, there's no Clayface?
No.
There better be a Clayface on the next episode.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right,
so
your thoughts, Matt, as we wind down to the finale, how do you think they're going to end this? The writers of Gotham, how do you think they have planned for us?
I think they're going to unleash all of the prisoners of Arkham Asylum onto Gotham.
Ooh,
to terrorize the city.
Like a chaos kind of deal.
Yeah,
like
what they're doing on The Flash right now. I think Strange is going to let all the chaos go on in the city.
Oh, nice. Ooh,
yeah, that'll be
crazy.
I
like that a lot. I like that a lot.
That'll be...
So on the interweb, there's a great video of the actor who plays young Bruce Wayne. His name is David Mazouz. He is seen unboxing a script for the first time and reading it. And it's the finale episode script of Gotham. Now, here's a description of that finale. While Gordon and Bruce Lucius remain in Indian Hill, the city of Gotham will be met with a new threat as Hugo Strange inmates devise a plan to escape and start their new lives in Gotham City. There you go. That's the finale description.
Wow. I can't wait for the finale.
Yeah, so... I know, I cannot wait. I hope there's a mention of Batman somewhere or the rise of Batman.
Yeah, there's got to be.
What's on your wish list, Matt? If you could write the ending of the finale, how would you end season two?
Something of a bat signal, at least. Come on. We got the bat cave at the end of season one.
Or like
one.
On a wall or in an alley somewhere, right?
Like seeing something of the shape of a bat or like seeing the bat surrounding Bruce. I mean,
no,
that
that's a good
cool.
idea because it would be smart of the writers to like start like creating a legend of the bat, you know, just like subtle hints and like
bat.
The bat is always out there.
Yes, just call it the bat. If he just goes out fighting crime as a kid, I don't care. I mean, come on. This is freaking Gotham. It's about Batman, young Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all been a cop show so far. I mean, come on. By season three, we need Batman for crying out loud.
I agree. And you know what? The fans are listening, Matt, because the ratings for this episode went up a couple points. Last week for Unleashed, the ratings for the episode was a 3.67, and for this one, it was a 3.84. So it definitely went up a couple 100,000 viewers.
Oh, wow. That's pretty damn good.
I know, pretty cray-cray.
What?
All right, Matt,
we're
going to talk about anything Gotham. Anything else you want to talk about Gotham?
Not much. I thought this episode was great, especially that weird ending with bizarre clone Jim Gordon. That was just
crazy. I know,
crazy.
They're gonna have a lot of explaining to do, especially after Jim is now replicated.
Yeah, that was just insane, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the finale. And now, just an hour to go till Legends of Tomorrow. I'm so excited for the season finale.
Same here. I cannot
wait for
all of these seasons to end.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be so, so good to see how it all comes together.
All right, there's an article on Movie Pilot where the title of that article is titled Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Jada Pinkett Smith wants a Suicide Gotham crossover with her husband, Will Smith, as Deadshot. How do you feel about that, Matt? Do you want Deadshot's Will Smith to show up in Gotham? That would be freaking awesome.
That would be crazy as hell if Will Smith
shows up as
Gotham.
Deadshot.
Deadshot, we would get goosebumps, chills. if Will
Smith. You know,
Smith,
it would be still smart of them to do that. Seriously.
Yes. Because Jada Pinkett Smith is already on Gotham. She could say, okay, my ex-husband is Deadshot, and I need to get back my ex-husband to start resetting the crime.
Yeah, the article continues, and the self-confessed comic book lover, Pinkett Smith, the discussion of Gotham's Suicide Squad crossover has been bridged before in the Smith family household, largely because she thinks her new and improved Fish Mooney could definitely take Deadshot in the fight and releases the chance to prove it. She is quoted by saying, "Will and I have definitely talked about the possibility. We're always in the house, just going off with different creative scenarios. We've definitely talked about a meetup of Deadshot and Fish Mooney." Can you imagine? They already talked about it. Now all they need is the network,
God,
the writers,
well,
the agents,
married,
the managers, all to come together and make it happen. They're already talking about it at home.
It would raise the stakes for Gotham in season 3. I mean, I know the movies aren't connected, but to see Will Smith arrive as Deadshot.
That would be epic.
Even though Bruce Wayne isn't Batman yet, but there's going to be no Batman in the Suicide Squad movie. But, oh, man, when Will Smith shows up on Gotham as Deadshot to see his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, that's going to be total geek out moment.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I totally agree. That would and I mean, hello, they're already talking about it, so I think they would be okay with them, right?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
All right, so let's hope. Let's keep our fingers crossed for the convergence of Suicide Squad and Gotham. I highly doubt it. Like you said, they don't want to cross the TVs with the movies. So there might be a huge and likely roadblock there. But you never know. Never say never, right?
No, never say never. No, don't say that. Justin Bieber is so gay.
Why do you say
that? Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Gotham?
No, it's like you said the name of that song, Never Say Never.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Oh,
okay, you threw me off there. I was like, what?
I'm only kidding. I'm kidding, man.
Let's see. Another article that I read, Matt, is that who is Basil? Also known as a Clayface. It looks like there's a Basil Clayface in the series. Yeah, here the article says, in Gotham episode Wrath of Legion of Horribles, Hugo Strange resurrects Fish Mooney and also experiments on Basil, who is also known as Clayface. The comics Basil Carlo, who was an actor who turned mad when he found out that he wasn't invited to play the lead role to remake the classic horror film in which he had originally starred in. Basil, also known as Clayface, is portrayed by Brian McNamara. He's known for his roles as Project Beth and also I Am a Big Ball of Sadness in Seeking Jackson Tripper. It says here that he is Clayface. So do you remember that character, Basil?
Clayface?
Carlo?
Basil? No. No.
Huh.
Weird.
Yeah, he was also next to Mooney when he was conducting the torturous experiment. So I totally missed that. I don't know how I guess it wasn't that clear in the episode. So have you seen the teaser trailer for the finale, Matt?
Oh, yeah, I saw it, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I totally agree. And if you're fans of Gotham, please join us on Tuesday night. We will be doing our finale Gotham podcast, and then we'll be taking a long break until the fall for Gotham. So this is your last chance if you want to join me and our superstar here, Matt from Florida. If you want to talk to us, please join us on Tuesday. Ask us any questions, or if you have any questions about the finale. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of questions too, right, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Matt, so give us a shout-out as we wrap up the show. And just so you know, Matt, I don't know if you got my text. We'll be doing a podcast tomorrow, not tonight.
Oh, I got it. That's fine.
Okay, great.
That's fine.
So give us a shout-out.
Oh, a big shout out goes out to my friends, Paul and Ed. They do such a great job, and they are truly the real the superheroes.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much. And
Paul,
I want to thank
Ed,
you for calling
really
in.
Really good friends.
Almost every single time, you are a trooper. You definitely stand
no problem,
out
man.
From the rest. You stand out from the rest.
Why,
you
Joe
definitely
Francesco,
are a fan number one.
I don't know why Joe, Francesco, and Chris don't call in anymore.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, we got it down. We got it.
I know.
Don't worry.
You and I do, bro. You and I do, bro.
All right,
man.
Yes, we do. Okay,
right,
Matt,
man. Enjoy
have
night.
A good after or evening for you, right? It's afternoon for me, but
yeah.
Have a good evening for you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, man.